one on the beat, by the way.
It's the greatest, baby.
Niggas like Diddy locked up. Oh well, we seen how he beat Cassie up in that hotel. Man, he was dragging up, kicking up. He made a video apologizing for hitting her. Man, imagine all the shit that we ain't seen when she was living with that nigga and he got angry. Got me like, did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he a rapist? We trying to figure out who was Diddy was on them tapes with. Did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he? You foul. Don't play with the feds. Cop out. Don't go to trial. For 20-some years, you hit that shit. Whatever they saying you did that shit.
You did it.
Even Biggie mother upset with you. Got niggas accusing you of rape. Like, is he bisexual? The feds took 1,000 bottles of baby oil from you. You wasn't just drugging bitches. You drug niggas too. They took back the keys. They gave Puff to the city. Even Meek Mill out here saying no Diddy. I don't believe the shit they say about Meek and Puffy. But the matching outfit shit I had on was kinda funny. They denied Puff bail again, told him keep his money. He going through withdrawals right now, he a junkie. He really locked up for sex trafficking. Wonder who else was there when all the freak-offs was happening. Got me like, did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he a rapist? We trying to figure out who else Diddy was on them tapes with. Did he do it? That nigga did it. Did he? You foul. Don't play with the feds, cop out, don't go to trial. Ain't damn new charge getting brought up. They even got a hotline for Diddy that you can call up. Stevie J, the only nigga that stay your fucking friend. Jay-Z will never pick up the phone for Puff again. They try to say him and Jay raped a 13-year-old. We don't believe that. Leave Beyonce man alone. Jay ain't waste no time to respond. Had flashbacks to that elevated shit with Solange. Gotta hurry up and fix that. You know her family crazy. Man, that's what Tata was probably telling Jay-Z. You saw what her mother did. She thought nobody seen her. Try to say her page got hacked. You ain't slick, Tina. Back to that bitch that made false allegations. You played yourself, ho, congratulations. Got caught lying, Jay-Z lucky. He gon' be good, but it's still looking bad for Puffy. The NFL still doing business with Hova. They knew that bitch was lying, her father exposed her. I know Beyonce was disgusted. Like, nigga, you got our family caught up in this Puff shit. Diddy is your fault, should've left them drugs alone. But fuck all that, the nigga Young Thug is on. YSL Woody kinda helped Thug beat the case. But he part of the reason Thug was there in the first place. He was in the courtroom acting illiterate. He even had Young Thug laughing a little bit. Thug told the judge he still wanna work with Gunna. Man, I'm out here confused like a motherfucker. Thug also said whatever Wham say goes. Wham out here saying Gunna told on the bros. Man, this shit weird, I'ma just mind my business. I'm just happy Thug came home just in time for Christmas.
Hey, yo, hold up, pull the fuck over. Wherever you at, stop what you're doing. This is DJ K. Slay from around the way. Drama King.
Drake versus everybody, I know he in his feelings. Beefing with a bunch of niggas that he helped make millions. Did records with niggas, took niggas on tour. Trying to figure out what they all mad at Drake for. He put a record out with J. Cole, first person shooter. Then Kendrick went and did a record with Metro and Future. Saying fuck the big three, it's just big me. Drake and J. Cole like, why the fuck this nigga just diss me? J. Cole responded, but his shit wasn't all that. Then he apologized and decided to fall back. He ain't want no smoke with Kendrick, going bar for bar. He trade for boys in the hood now, let me out the car.
Out.
This nigga let the whole hip-hop culture down. Yeah. No write no more raps talking about how you got the crown. Claim to be the best rapper every time you spit a verse. How you apologize to a nigga that dissed you first? You went out like a sucker, J. Cole, just being honest. A nigga tell you something different, they just being modest. Drake on his own now, J. Cole got scared. That's what happened when you pop shit, but really not prepared. Like Rick Ross was calling Drake a white boy. Then got punched in the face by a white boy. You see how karma came and got his lame ass. He was talking about Drake plane, then his plane crash. He jumped in the beef, then got jumped in Canada. Got punched in the face and all that is on camera. Shit was in 4K, you see it very clear. His mans got knocked out, Ross ran and left him there. Bosses don't move like that, that's lame shit. Ross really ran and left all the niggas he came with. He did have people calling Drake BBL Drizzy. Metro Boomin made a beat called BBL Drizzy. ASAP Rocky jumped in the drama. He don't like Drake cause Drake used to fuck with Rihanna. I'm just breaking all that shit down, that's the way it went. Let's get to Drake versus Kendrick, that's the main event. I ain't gonna hold you at first in the beginning. I was one of them niggas telling niggas that Drake is winning. I was arguing with niggas cursing and swearing. Like how the fuck y'all niggas not hearing what I'm hearing? They was going back and forth, that shit was entertaining. Then we start fact checking all the shit they was saying. Kendrick said Drake had a daughter that he was hiding. The lie detector test determined that he was lying. Drake said Day Free was fucking Kendrick lady. On top of that, he tried to say that that wasn't Kendrick baby. Man, none of that shit was factual. The lie detector test determined he was capping too. Kendrick dropped They Not Like Us and shut it down. After that, Drake ain't wanna go another round. Drake took an L, I hate to be admitting it. Came home one day and my little kids were singing it.
What you say?
They Not Like Us is a big record. This nigga really made an anthem out of a diss record.
Shit crazy.
Shit. I'm just being real. This nigga did the Drake, but Drake did the Meek Mill. This might be worse though, honestly, truth be told. Especially if he performed that shit at the Super Bowl. You
that.
Called him a pedophile, I know he really hates you. You really got Drake out here suing his record label.
Nah.
You looking corny for doing that, Drake, stop. That's worse than J. Cole apologizing to K-Dot. You fell in the lawsuit, fuck is that all about? That's that white boy shit in you that Kendrick was talking about. Shit crazy, you know I made y'all laugh a lot. The new big three is Kendrick, Future, and Travis Scott.
What?
I know that's something niggas gon' talk about. Like the new big three is who? What murder talking about? Huh. Man, I'm the bad guy everybody admire.
Yeah.
I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah.
Yeah.
Y'all heard what happened, y'all know what happened, but y'all don't care.
Nah.
Y'all still want me to talk about this shit every year?
Crazy, crazy shit.
For the past 10 years, I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy. This is my last year doing this shit. I'm the bad guy everybody admire. I'm part of the holidays now, just like Mariah.
Tonight, we gonna get drunk, we gonna party, and we gonna have a good time. If you don't wanna party, get the f*** out the club.
All lies will be exposed, that's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Free Lil Durk, they saying murder for hire. And he had a nigga rolling with him that wore wire. Now they talking death penalty shit, let him live. I feel bad for Durk, man, that nigga got 7 kids.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi B and Offset broke up, shit is crazy. She fucked another nigga while she was pregnant with his baby.
What?
That's crazy, that's some real grimy shit. That's what he said she did, she ain't deny the shit. Papoose and Remy about to get a divorce. They was both on Instagram going back and forth. I was surprised cause they usually more secretive. You could tell they both got a type by who they cheating
they
with. Remy new man look like Papoose on Tubi. I can't take him serious when he talk, he sound goofy. No more black love, they lost that connection. Pap new girl and Remy Ma got the same complexion. She a boxer and Remy a shooter. She wanna fight Remy, Remy gon' fuck around and shoot her. You know it's over when the internet in your business. We all know who Remy Ma was chillin' with last Christmas. Taking pictures by that bum ass Christmas tree. Pat put the picture up for the industry to see. I can see them going back and forth making diss tracks. Who you think of win? I bet on Remy, who picking Pat? Chris Brown and Quavo still don't get along. They had a rap battle, Chris Brown had the better song. Them niggas still beefing over Kabuchi. After all these years, she must got some really good coochie. Meg Thee Stallion lied to Gayle King about fucking Tory. Wonder what else she lied about in that whole fucking story. She out here admitting being the whore. Meanwhile, Nicki just made 100 and something million on tour. You know, Megan and Nicki don't get along. They used to be cool, remember that Hot Girl Summer song?
Remember that?
I swear I thought Meg was a Barbie. Then she switched sides and went and did a record with Cardi. You know Megan be getting drunk doing stupid shit. Nicki was like, you gotta pick a side, you goofy bitch. Meg just be twerking like a stripper that get money. Nicki was calling her Bigfoot, I thought the shit was funny. Ice Spice ain't got no more figure. I thought she was Corey Lorray when I saw her in the picture. You know she like to turn around and shake it when she perform. How she gonna do that shit now when her ass is gone? That Ozempic made her lose weight like wow. Glorilla got a bigger butt than her right now. Man, shit crazy, everything done fell apart. It all started when Cat Williams sat down with Shannon Sharp. He was getting drunk, getting shit off his chest. He said Hollywood made Kevin Hart wear a dress. I'm like, damn, this nigga disrespectful. He said Hollywood made Martin put on the dress too. And he told us IP that he liked the party. And he don't find nothing funny about Steve Harvey. I can't name anybody he disrespected. He even made Ludacris go and write a diss record. Shannon Sharp was fucking on IG Live. He said it was an accident. He was acting like he surprised. It's like, whatever you say, Shannon, you did that so we can stop thinking you gay, Shannon. Why you ain't letting Lil Wayne perform? At the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Jay, that was wrong. Wayne be getting too high, trust me, I get it, bro. That nigga fuck around and come late or miss the show. Or be up there mumbling and shit, running out of breath. I see Wayne perform before, I wasn't too impressed. Now I'm just playing Wayne with a body did. Why didn't Jay holler at Wayne is what I don't get. Nicki said Jay did that out of pure hate. He did that cause he don't like her Birdman. to Drake. Nicki like, fuck that, somebody had to say it. Wayne could've performed if Jay-Z okayed it. Wayne confused though, he don't know how to play it, cause Jay paid his taxes for him when he couldn't pay it. Niggas need to help Kodak go get clean. He was on Casanova show looking like a dope fiend. Honestly, I don't like what I'm seeing. I hope he ain't the next rapper we hear about ODing. Saw Wallo talking to him, that's a good brother. Hoping they just going one in, not the other. Puff son ran up on Ray J and thugged him out. Told Ray J, keep my father name out your fucking mouth. It's on video, I saw he sure did. It was the light-skinned one, Justin, that LB Short kid. The United Healthcare CEO got shot. People saying karma, he deserved what he got. They out here treating Luigi like he a hero, cause these companies act like they care Robert De Niro. I don't wish death on nobody, that shit ain't right. But now hopefully these healthcare companies get it right. Kamala Harris lost, I was expecting it. America not ready for no female president. Nigga, Kamala Harris even had Megan twerking, and she still lost, none of that dumb shit was working. Cardi B, Beyonce, Taylor Swift promoted her. People ain't give a fuck, ain't nobody gon' vote for her. Trump almost got killed, that shit wasn't staged. He ain't get shot though, he only got grazed. I was like, yeah, Trump gon' win again. Then he came out playing 50 Cent song, Mini Man. Trump brought Sleepy Hollow and Chef G out. Then Peter Rosenberg decided to speak out.
He was mad.
You know Hot 97 ain't understand, so they ain't let Chef and Sleep perform at Summer Jam. I don't know what 50 and Dame beef all about. I just seen Dame popping shit and his teeth fall out. Ryan Garcia was out here playing crazy. He was on steroids when he beat up Devin Haney.
He was.
Talking about Devin Haney, he just found out Young Thug used to fuck his lady. Travis Hunter girl getting exposed. They got videos of her hanging out with the bros. LeBron James made history with his son, doping in all them MVP awards that he won. The first father and son duo ever to actually play in the NBA together. Meanwhile, Michael Jordan's son getting coked up. Him and Scottie Pippen, ex-wife, done finally broke up. Big Meech homie chilling, no more dope dealing. His son playing him on TV, that's a dope feeling. Me and Yayo met him, 50 took us to his house. He was breaking down what that BMF shit was all about. Tuck home for 27 years, he was locked up. That's the nigga that allegedly had shot Tupac up. Ground home after 15 years, finally feel good having my partner in crime back outside with me. TZ home too after damn near doing 10. This year they let a whole lot of real niggas out the pen. Sean Kingston and his mother out here looking dumb. How she get locked up for scamming with her son? Remember the bitch up in Brooklyn that got robbed, and shortly after that we found out he a fraud. He was scamming that old lady out her money. The feds gave him 9 years. God don't like ugly. Damn, rest in peace to Clark Kent. He was God's favorite DJ. He really was God sent. He used to enjoy all the bullshit I start. He used to call me to talk about it. I'ma miss you, Clark. Rest in peace to Fat Man Scoop. He was the life of the party. He was like a one-man group. Sending my condolences to his brother Kendall and the rest of his family. I know everybody miss you. Damn, rest in peace to Mr. C. Truly appreciate anything you did for me. On Hot 97, you used to play all my records. Nobody used to rep for Brooklyn the way you rep it. Quincy Jones passed away too, we lost a legend. A music icon, he was a true blessing. Rich homie Quan died, he was only 34. That's young, he was supposed to live for at least 30 more. Jake Paul and Tyson fight was a scam. See, I really was disappointed cause I'm a boxing fan. It was buffering and boring, I wasted my whole night. Can't pay me to go and watch another Mike Tyson fight. Mr. Spin that shit, got his shit took. He was on Instagram talking about how he got booked. Nigga said something ain't right, they think he was capping. Cause he ain't been spinning shit since that shit happened. It was Money Wars the other day on the gram. Primo and TV put up 300 bands. You know Cole 33, got niggas in the streets talking about Primo and TV. They beefing about who got the most money. It's entertaining, I can't hold you, they both funny. Primo was in the backyard digging paper up. TV was looking like Frank Lucas, can't make this up. Nigga had a mink on with a matching hat on Cole 33 pages, where it happened at? Ain't nobody respond to Dolorilla. He popped out of nowhere, nobody know the nigga. Rest in peace to Robert Brooks, I saw what they did to him. Was in handcuffs when they kept hitting him. It was on video, that shit was hard to miss. I wonder what Donald Trump think they should charge him with. And yo, who voted for Trump? Let me see y'all faces. Cause y'all put him back in office and y'all know he racist. Niggas was like, I don't fuck with Kamala, I fuck with Trump cause he gave me $1,200. He ain't give y'all shit, y'all believe whatever. But them immigrants gotta go there, fucking terror. Talking about the crazy ones, that's insane. Like the one that set the lady on fire on the train. Rest in peace to John Amos from Good Times. rhymes. Childhood shit made us think about good times. He reminded us of something my father might be like. Then we found out in real life that his wife is white. RPJ, Merrill Jones, and Frankie Beverly. Shit sad, this year was too many deaths for me. Julio got killed in the hotel parking lot. I'm tired of saying rest in peace, but it's like it's hard to stop. 50 had Streetport looking like Las Vegas. The mayor was like, thank you for the money you made us. Hurricane Chris was mad, he was not invited. If people would've saw you out there, they wouldn't have got excited. Niggas don't know you no more, fuck you thinking. So what you call the body? Rest in peace to OJ Simpson. I missed a couple topics, it was too many. This shit 15 minutes long, I ain't trying to do 20. Past 10 years I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy, this my last year doing this shit. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. For the past 10 years I've been doing this shit. Hope y'all enjoy, this my last year doing this shit. I'm the bad guy everybody admire. I'm part of the holidays now just like Mariah. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Joe Buttons got locked up for being in the building naked. It was on the Ring camera. One of his neighbors taped it. That's crazy. All the shit he be talking, he was on some kind of drug. He wasn't sleepwalking. That's embarrassing. I know he feeling crazy. That's why he ain't been recording no new episodes lately. Building he was filming and want him to get out. On the last day of the year, we find the shit out. This nigga naked playing with his neighbor's door. That's some weird shit. That's what the Ring camera saw.